All right. What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of Saber Sims DFS Office Hours. Today is Friday, May 3rd of 2024. Looking ahead here, we have a two-game NBA playoff slate tonight. We have a two-game NHL playoff slate. And then we have a nine-game MLB playoff slate with golf still going on today. So it should be a fun day of DFS. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew. I'm one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions. You get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim teams. Can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do the show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern. We do the show on Saturdays at 11 a.m. Eastern. So tune in and get your questions answered. All right. With that out of the way, going to pull up the SaberSim app here, and we're going to jump right in. Had a quick one here from Sammy. I did get back to him, but wanted to mention it for everyone else who might be interested. Sammy asked, "Hi, Andrew. Being that WNBA preseason is about to start, how is SaberSim going to support the sport for DK and FanDuel respectively? Thanks." So as far as I know, the plan is to, at a minimum, have the slates up in the app where you can build using our optimizer the same way you can do it for like soccer or COD, one of the a couple other sports that we don't have Sims for, but we have the slates up in the app. So at a minimum, that's what we should have for WNBA season. And then if anything else happens on that front, we will make sure to give you guys an update. All right. Next question here from Ron. Ron said, "On a given slate with multiple 20 max contests, is it better to run 20 lineups duplicated in 3 to 4 contests or 40 to 80 lineups? Is there a sweet spot that's been recognized as most successful? Is it better to run 40 than 20 in general?" Okay, so what we recommend is to always enter a unique lineup for each entry that you have. So if you are playing 3 20 max contests, that would be 60 total entries. We would recommend building 60 unique lineups. And that is going to be our advice across the board here, always trying to get in as many unique lineups as possible. So good question there. Definitely worth a clarification. Those are all the questions that we had here at the moment. I thought we could build some NBA lineups for today and see what's going on. You know, these slates are getting smaller and smaller. We are very, very close to NBA showdown season here. So let's make a couple adjustments here to projections, and then let's kick some lineups off. I'm going to build 500 for the sake of the demo here. And one thing that, you know, is really standing out to me, right? I saw this yesterday with like the Knicks in Philly. I've been like paying attention is that, you know, minutes are getting more and more concentrated. Like as we get to the end of these series where it is, you know, win or go home, teams are getting, you know, very, very concentrated with their minutes, depending on, you know, what team it is and if they're winning the series or like if they're losing the series. So like just for example, like yesterday, the Knicks, you know, Dante DiVincenzo played the entire game, played all 48 minutes. Josh Hart played 46 minutes, missed, you know, sat for 2 minutes. Brunson played 44, sat for 4 minutes. Ananobi played 45 and sat for 3 minutes. And it's just like absolutely insane, right? Like even if you went and looked at these guys' minute projections, you know, they're going to be way lower than that. So teams are getting, you know, I don't want to say desperate to win, but it kind of feels that way, right? Like teams want to win each game. Each game is so valuable, right? So, you know, just kind of be aware of how these teams are playing as they get later and later into these series. So I'm going to come in here and go and create a contest sim for today. Let's say the 4-point play here. Jump back to our build and kick off that contest sim. So while that runs here, I'm going to go and look at the games today. So it looks like Cleveland and Orlando. Let's see who is winning that series. And Cleveland is up 3-2. They are in Orlando today. So Orlando is home. I'm pretty sure both games Orlando won, they were at home. And then Clippers and Mavericks, Dallas leads that series 3-2 and is at home. So Orlando's a favorite. Dallas is a favorite. Should be interesting, right? I think it's always like a fine thing to like go back and kind of just like see, you know, one thing that like I've been doing is going back like the entire series and kind of seeing how minutes have changed or like seeing how coaching decisions have changed. Like, okay, hey, Dallas goes up 2-0 and then the Clippers come back. Like how did the coaching respond? Are they changing personnel? Are they playing big? Are they playing small? Is there somebody coming off the bench more? Is there somebody moving into the starting lineup? So, you know, we're like 5 games into each series here. So I think that you can kind of go back through like games 1 through 5 and then just try and like create a story and just like see if, you know, the projections are kind of. Situation where you think you can make a manual adjustment and maybe possibly add some value to the app, right? So I think like a good example is like yesterday I saw like Dante DiVincenzo was projected for like 28 minutes because he hadn't been playing that much, but it looked like the Knicks were like very very like hot hand heavy, like, okay, if he's not playing good, he's gonna sit, and then if he's gonna play good, he's gonna play like way more like the other guys. So he played 28 minutes last game and then played 48 minutes today or yesterday because he played better, right? So like that could be a situation where like you kind of take a shot on somebody, right? So I think it's totally fine to come in here, you know, and come in and just kind of verify some of the things that you're seeing here and making sure that you agree with them, right? Like, okay, Cleveland still no Jared Allen, you know, how are they playing? Did it work? Are they going to make an adjustment? So getting your hand in the dirt a little bit, trying to see if you can add some value is always a good thing. Being aware of duplication on a 2-game slate, right, is going to be important here. Like as those minutes get more concentrated, ownership is going to get more concentrated as well. Not as many people off the bench here that are going to be viable, right? Like these, you know, teams are going from 10-man rotations to 8-man rotations to 7-man rotations. And those rotations are getting smaller and smaller, like the quote unquote, like available player pool is getting smaller as well. So that ownership is getting a lot more concentrated. So really important to be aware of like some duplication as we get in later and later here. But I've run the contest sim. I'm going to go to my sorting metrics. Going to go to my 4-point play, going to switch to risk adjusted ROI here. We're going to see the lineup shuffle around. And even now, I'm still going to use Mini Uniques. You know, I think Mini Uniques is still going to be a good tool here. So I'm going to scroll down to the last lineup in my set of 20. And then I'm just going to set Mini Uniques by default to half of the players in my lineup, right? There's 8 players in an NBA lineup. I'm going to set it to 4. This is kind of the effect I expected it to have, right? I think like if we would have done this where we set Mini Uniques to 4 during the NBA regular season, you know, we might have had some impact on how far down in our pool we go. But here we're going all the way down to lineup 257 right off of the bat, right? We might be getting down to like lineup 60, lineup 100, kind of on average, but we're already down to lineup 257, which is about like halfway into our pool, right? And sim ROI is still positive, so I'm totally okay with that. Let's see what happens if we do 5. At 5, we don't even have enough lineups, right? We only have 13 lineups that meet the threshold. And I did only run 500 here just for the sake of time, but just something important to note. So Mini Uniques are good. I want to come in here and I want to kind of verify some of the things I'm seeing here. So like, this is interesting, right? We have, if we come in here and sort by leverage, remember leverage is going to, what it's calculating is exposure minus ownership. So it's telling you the players that you are the quote unquote, like heaviest on, the players that you are getting in your lineup set more than we expect the average user to. So we have a ton of leverage to Gary Harris, 66%. And then it drops all the way down to 30 and then all the way down to 18. So the leverages go down very fast after this 66%. Now, this is interesting, right? This is like probably a spot I would research more. I think that what you should do, like one of the highest value add things you can do is spend your time reviewing players that you're high positive leverage or high negative leverage on and making sure you agree with those decisions, right? Like, hey, do I want to have all of this leverage to a player that is, you know, low salary, kind of low projection. It seems like he has a very low fantasy point per minute value here, like 17 and a half fantasy points projected across 30 minutes. Like that's almost like half, like a 0.5 fantasy point per minute value there. So not like the biggest producer, right? But is very low salary. So this is like a situation where I would be like, okay, you know, I need to make a conscious decision of what I'm comfortable with here. And something else that we say is like, hey, you know, even being like 2 to 3x the field on a player is still plenty of leverage. So if I wanted to lower him, like this is just too much exposure for my comfort, maybe I drop him down to like 45%, right? And I'm still going to get, you know, 30 points leverage, which is going to be closer to my other players here, and just kind of bring that into a similar scope as some of our other leverages here, right? And then you can click on the leverage column again and then go see the players you're taking the biggest stand against, right? Terrence Mann, Paul George, you know, are you okay being so underweight compared to the field? And, you know, try and figure out like what you want to do there, right? So this is, you know, risk management. It is trying to make sure that you are comfortable with the lineups that you're submitting and making sure, like, regardless of what happens, you know, you feel good about the lineups that you put into your contest, because ultimately that is super important. So those are some tips there for building NBA lineups for tonight here. So I hope that you guys learn something and, you know, can apply those and take down some contests tonight. Would love to see some screenshots in the SaberSim winner's circle. But all right, we are all caught up with questions here in the Discord and the YouTube chat. I will be right back here tomorrow, Saturday, 11 a.m. Eastern for our next show. So until then, everybody, take care. Good luck. I'll see you all. Thanks. Bye.